and in Kerry from Kerry. Brendan, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you today?
First of all, apologies for not getting you on air Friday. I know you put some time aside, and my apologies for that. But where in the phase are you guys with regards to restrictions being lifted?
Yeah, so Neil, I suppose we open on for service and after sales. So if anyone needs to get their car serviced, we're open on May 18th. So I suppose this week, you know, we're getting all our PPE sorted. In each one of our branches, we've actually fitted a temperature screening device. So when someone comes in, the camera will tell you your temperature to make sure the people are safe, and we have the shields throughout the garage then as well.
Was that stuff easy to source, incidentally?
Yeah, in fairness, there seems to be a lot of new companies have kind of sprouted up, and there's, I suppose it's a whole new industry. And we've been dealing with some local suppliers, and Ace Lines have been great to deal with, and just so you know, it has been easy to get us.
So this could be happening in a lot of retail, but your system means when I walk through the front door, my temperature pings, is it?
It's actually a screen. You'll see your temperature on the screen, and it'll tell you if you're safe to go into the dealership from there.
Okay. And if I am, then I proceed into the dealership. But it's a very personal business, though. You know, clearly you have to test drive a car, sit in it and stuff like that. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, of course. I suppose we've obviously been looking at it, and we kind of get some guidance from the UK. When someone comes in to test drive a car, what would happen is the person could test drive the car. When we reopen for, you know, when we're at the moment, what we're doing is we're doing deal and deliver. So someone can go online, they can pick the car. We'll then do a virtual sales appointment where we can do Zoom or Microsoft Teams or whatever they want, and we'll walk them through the car, show them the car. They can actually buy the car online. Fully from the website, they could do the finance application, and we'll deliver the car to them within 72 hours from May 18th.
Okay, but what precautions do you take from the point of view of the interior of the car and things like that?
Oh, let's say we have the car fully sanitized, so every car will be fully sanitized. You know, there'll be contactless deliveries and everything like that. When we will be able to get back to work, I think it's June 8th for sales fully. On test drives, you'll have the driver will be in the car. The salesperson then will be in the back of the car with a mask, and they'll be wearing the mask and the gloves. And we offer that to the customer as well, and we'll be throwing them out after every use.
So that would be plastic wraps on the seats and steering wheels and gear stick and everything.
Like that.
Handles on the doors, the lot.
Oh, like everything. Like, you know, it's been, we've had to look at every process we had in the business before and try and change it. Obviously, at a big cost as well, which is, you know, not ideal in timing, like, you know, but it's something that every industry is going to have to pay.
You know, the deal and deliver. So I get the car. Let's say it's a pre-owned car. People need to spend an awful lot more time buying a pre-owned car, though, don't they?
What we're doing as well, Neil, is that if anyone, let's say, if you don't love the car, we'll collect it. So if you buy the car and you're not happy with it for any reason, within 7 days, we'll collect the car and fully refund you, no questions asked. So we're just trying to give people a bit of peace of mind. You know, it's not obviously ideal, the world we're in at the moment, but we're trying to do everything to make it as easy as possible. And let's say in our car store, which is our used car supermarket brand, for the last year, 25% of their sales have been to people around the country who haven't seen the car before.
And that's okay, is it? For a new car, it's probably fine, but for a pre-owned,
To be honest, we only sell used cars in car stores, so I suppose once you have a video, you know, car comes with a full history check and 125-point check, so people have been very happy.
Because I know it's important that people are able to buy and purchase again. I don't know what kind of disposable spend they would have, but it's also important to get staff back working, because they clearly haven't been for a period of time.
Big time. Like, I suppose we have 350 staff between all the garages, Neil, and you know, we want to get them back, but we want them to feel safe when they're there. And a lot of the measures we're taking are for staff, not just for our customers. Just, you know, it's going to be a big change for everyone going back to work when they're used to being at home for the last 2 months. So I suppose trying to be, you know, trying to make it as easy a transition for people as possible.
But do you worry that people won't buy because they're going to be worried about a recession or maybe even a depression?
Yeah, of course. The things we've seen so far, Neil, is we've probably sold 75 cars so far during lockdown, you know, online that we're waiting to deliver. But also what we're seeing is a lot of people won't want to take public transport when it goes back. So the lower priced cars seem to be selling, you know, there's a huge interest in lower priced cars from people who don't want to get public transport going forward. I suppose some people as well won't have gone on holidays. They'll have the money and they might use that in a car payment or things like that. So, you know, we're fairly hopeful to get back.
Yeah, you have to be optimistic. There's nothing else you can do.
No other way to be. No other way to be, Neil, as well. That's
and what's selling now? Are hybrids starting to take over? Are electrics doing the business?
Electric car, I suppose, BMW is an example. Like, you know, BMW last year, in January, February, March last year, in 2019, they accounted for 15% of our sales, the hybrid, plug-in hybrids. / electric vehicles. This year it was over 60%, so there's been a huge shift there. It's still, like, you know, diesel is still the number one seller, but there's a huge shift going on at the moment, and I think that'll continue once the battery ranges keep moving.
That's the thing. It's the battery range and battery anxiety and not enough stations is the problem, isn't it?
Big time, big time. And I suppose, you know, we see a lot more stations are going to be around there, you know, in the coming years we see it, because I suppose some people can actually... you know, it's not free anymore. A lot of stations, you do have to pay a small amount. So I think that'll encourage people to make stations around the place, or charging stations.
Yeah, yeah, and that's all for the future, of course. But for now, it's embracing IT, right? And that's why you have Deal and Collect. So,
you know, that's what we're doing. We're trying to make it, you know, whatever you want to do, we'll do. We'll send you out a video. We'll try and make it as easy for the customer as possible. And, you know, we will deliver the car to your house, fully sanitized in a contactless delivery.
Okay, so if somebody wants to go about that, what's the first port of call?
Go to kiries.ie. We have over 1,600 cars on there, and we'd be delighted to talk to you.
And all of the cars that are literally in sort of, I don't want to call it a car graveyard, because they ultimately will be bought, where are they all?
I suppose, like, you know, there's, I think the last figure I heard, there might be 40,000 cars around Ireland waiting for delivery and things. That, you know, some of them will be sold. A lot of them will be in, let's say, Crosby's Yard down by the, you know, Tivoli there. Different places of cars. But, you know, being honest, there will be incentives on these cars. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the government might do something to, you know, to help the market and things like that. But I think it's going to be a very good time to buy a car when we get back.
Why? Because you think there's going to be the mother of all car sales, like there might be the mother of all airline seat sales, perhaps?
No, not really. You know, being honest, I think, you know, Ireland, a lot of the manufacturers would deal in a just-in-time kind of, you know, system where they wouldn't be overstocked on cars. That would be the number of cars that we'd stock at any time. I suppose July is coming, so hopefully some people will buy in July. I've seen some of the offers for July. I think Renault are doing buy now, pay later, where you can pay in 3 months your first car payment. You know, there's a lot of good offers.
They have to come up with ideas like that, don't they?
Yeah,
like, I would have thought, say, if I don't know what the arrangement is with regards to dealers and new cars, but dealers who have the pre-owned, they're paid for. They're sitting there, aren't they?
Exactly. You know, I suppose we were in 1,500 cars ourselves. So, like, you know, the onus will be on us to sell the cars when we get back. We've reduced the price of probably half our stock already, trying to with the deal and deliver. So there is serious savings out there, and, you know, it's only going to continue, like, you know, but I think now is a great time to buy a car if you look online, because the prices have definitely dropped.
Good stuff. Let's leave it on that positive thought, and let's get everybody back working and get all the staff back in the shops around the city and suburbs.